So, you have a new product for me?
Yes, sir, I do. It's called Moana.
We already made a movie called Moana.
Well, this one's called Moana 2.
We already made a movie called Moana 2.
Well, this one is just called Moana, and it's a live-action remake of the animated original.
Wait, didn't the original come out, like, less than 10 years ago? It might be a little early for a remake.
Okay, to be honest, Dwayne Johnson is really, really pushing for this. I think he wants to do it before he ages out of the role.
One might argue that's already happened?
Yeah, but one might not argue that to his face. So here we are.
Did you talk to him? What did he say exactly?
Yeah, he called and he was like, the hierarchy of the Disney universe is about to change.
Oh god, that's what he said about the DCEU right before he killed it with Black Adam.
Oh yeah, it is.
This guy's a franchise Grim Reaper. Okay, does he think he can be as fun and expressive as the animated Maui?
Well, no, but the whole thing about these live-action remakes is that you do it again, but with less color and joy.
Right, right, that is a good point.
One thing that'll be really cool about doing it live-action, though, is being able to showcase real Polynesian locations. You know, that'll really set this movie apart.
Oh, there you go. There's a decent argument for making this movie. Showcase the real beautiful natural scenery.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That actually sounds pretty cool. Or we just do it all on green screen. That works just as well.
I think so.
The human characters will be played by humans and everything else will be animated just the same.
An animated remake of an animated movie, but with some occasional human flesh thrown in.
Adding flesh to a movie is tight.
Is that what you've been calling the live-action remakes?
Not in public, so are we adding anything to the script here?
No. Same thing. Line for line, beat for beat, shot for shot.
So I guess I don't need to pay you anything.
Oh, well, I'd appreciate if you did.
I'll think about it, but I feel like I shouldn't.
Oh, dang it.
So refresh my memory a little bit. What happens in this thing?
Right, well, the ocean gives Moana the heart of Tafiti, the goddess of nature, because she's got to go return that.
If the ocean can make the heart of Tafiti travel around, why not just bring it itself?
Well, because the movie's called Moana, not Ocean.
Got it.
So the ocean waits 1,000 years till the protagonist of the movie's born so she can save the day at the very last second.
I guess it wouldn't have been as exciting if the ocean had chosen anyone else from the past 1,000 years.
This ocean is fun. It has a flair for the dramatic.
Yeah, and so Moana wants to sail away from her island, but she's not supposed to, and when she tries, the ocean just kicks her butt.
Oh, I thought the ocean was friendly with her.
Sometimes, other times it tries to murder her.
A very toxic relationship.
So Moana finally does manage to head out on the ocean, and it turns out she's got her little chicken with her.
Oh yeah, the fun little goofy chicken. Very fun to look at.
Yeah, and so for this remake, I was thinking, hey, what if they raised chickens in the Uncanny Valley?
I imagine it would have scary, bulging eyes.
Yeah, so we'll do that, and maybe that'll be fun for kids to look at.
So she sails on across the ocean and the line of the horizon matches the sea or whatever.
Yeah, and the ocean beats her up again, but then she wakes up on the island where Maui is.
This ocean's a textbook abuser. Oh, this is the island where that fun Your Welcome song happens.
It sure is, sir.
Wow, it's gonna be hard to make that as fun as the original.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I figure instead of the fun animated color stuff from the original, we go with a famously bald actor in a huge wig and muscle suit, just kind of dancing around on a soundstage.
That sounds just as good, as long as he doesn't have any nipples.
Of course he's not gonna have nipples. Gross!
So then the ocean really wants them to work together, so it forces them to do that.
I bet it does.
And then some little coconut things show up because they want the heart.
Why?
To have it.
Okay.
Then they get Maui's fishhook from a crab, they sail a bit and become friends. Moana's visited by her grandma's ghost.
Do we think that might play as a little more unsettling in live action?
You know what? It will. She'll be a little scary, she'll have smoke rising off of her and stuff.
Wow.
Then they return the heart, save the day. You know, we could just go watch Moana, if you want. The movie I'm describing exists already.
Yeah, I mean, I gotta say, I don't know that people are gonna buy that this movie actually needs to exist. Why does it need to exist?
You know why this movie needs to exist, sir?
Tell me.
This movie needs to exist for that 5-year-old out there who loved the original Moana and is now 15 and wants to watch a version that's slightly different.
Seems kind of hyper-specific.
This movie needs to exist for everybody out there suffering from early-onset nostalgia.
Oh, that sounds serious.
This movie needs to exist because a couple of months from now, somebody's gonna be scrolling on Disney Plus and they deserve the right to choose between 2 versions of the exact same movie. With flesh or without.
Okay, all right, you got me. Okay, I'm sold.
And so will tickets to this movie be, sir.
No doubt.
Hi, this is Ryan George from The Thing You Just Watched. Please enjoy this slideshow from The Thing You Just Watched.